This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed Tuesday that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time, and he suspended all changes at the agency until after the election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to elections officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states as early as September. DeJoy said in a statement Tuesday that the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. Jill Biden is expected to speak at the Democrats' virtual convention tonight in support of her husband, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter will also speak in support of Biden and his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Americans had never witnessed a virtual national political convention before Monday night, but the pandemic has forced the Democrats this week and the Republicans renominating Trump next week for a second White House term to abandon the hoopla-filled conventions of past years for fear of spreading the coronavirus. Monday night's festivities included taped endorsements of Biden by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and former First Lady Michelle Obama. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are attempting to upstage Biden's week in the spotlight, traveling to political battleground states that could play a pivotal role in the election. Mr. Trump was visiting the Midwestern state of Iowa on Tuesday and also the border state of Arizona. You can find more on the political race, on the presidential race, at our website, voanews.com. A new study predicts major U.S. population areas will be seeing the most extreme increases in heat in the coming decades. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.